President Joe Biden will be in Dover, Delaware today to attend what is called the dignified transfer of the remains of three U.S. service members recently killed in a drone attack in Jordan. One of those soldiers, Sergeant Brianna Moffitt, was remembered yesterday by her high school's junior ROTC group. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Benjamin Payne attended the ceremony.
It was 5 years ago that Brianna Moffitt marched alongside the JROTC at Windsor Forest High School.
Present! Arms! Raise! Colors.
On a sunny but somber day outside school, the Corps' current cadets raised the American flag to half-staff in her honor. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Busteed was Moffitt's JROTC instructor. He addressed a crowd of students, staff, and family members of Moffitt.
The minute you met Brianna, you knew she exuded that she was a very kind, loving, bright soul who cared about everyone around her.
Standing next to a colorful wreath of flowers and a graduation photo of Moffitt, Busteed remembered his former student as one of his go-to cadets.
When things weren't going right, if they were kind of faltering, I knew I could go to Brianna. She'd carry that ball over the goal line. We were having trouble getting our military ball organized. She took the lead, made it happen.
And she made lasting friendships. Busteed says that even after Moffitt graduated, she would occasionally return to help cadets learn their drill and prepare for JROTC competitions.
I tell my students, you need to choose your friends wisely. They can either bring you forward or pull you back. And everyone that chose Brianna as a friend was brought forward.
Moffitt died at just 23 years old, but left an indelible mark on the school community, says Derek Butler. He was principal of the high school when she attended.
She had a disposition about her very early on that when I saw her in the hall, I almost saluted her because she was very serious and very disciplined. And she carried with her those core values that I know her family instilled in her.
Core values, he said, like leadership, which she exhibited as a drum major for the high school marching band. Moffitt's former band director, Stephen Johnson, also honored her at the gathering, not through words, but music, playing his trombone to end the ceremony for Sergeant Brianna Moffitt. For NPR News, I'm Benjamin Payne in Savannah, Georgia.